before.
Said you had something for me.
Carol has been hunting Alias, both inside and outside the scrapyard.
Kevin?
Something's trying to burst through my skin.
What the hell is going on?
That's been a long time since I shared the gift with another.
So I'm a...
werewolf.
Dave Carroll, one of your fellow hellhounds. Where is he?
I don't ride with any outside the pack. You're a bounty hunter.
Good boy.
Blood feuds have been going on long as anybody can remember.
Your wounds.
Who are you?
Last of a dying breed. Werewolves.
I am expecting company tonight.
The werewolf and his maker are joined down to our very bone.
Woohoo! Hellhounds, babies! That's right. Welcome to the Todd Sampler for Without Your Head. I am Todd Quality Jaeger, along with my widescreen beard, and today's special guest, Mr. Mandy himself, Nicolas Cage. I've given him a new hairdo here. Like it? And of course, the usual... Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Ava Green. Ava, thank you. Hello, you guard. She's always doing that to me. I'll see you at the buffet. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of buffets, you got it. Cheesecake, man. Let me get one here. Cheesecake. Oh, a review. I got a little distracted there. Yes, today is Hellhounds. Directed by Robert Conway, who also brought you the shape-shifting extravaganza Skinwalkers. Oh, got a little distracted there by all the beard porn. My kind of flick so far, right? Now, a pack of werewolves known as the Hellhounds wage a shadow war against a fanatical order of werewolf hunters called the Silver Bullets. Get it? Anyway, the Hounds and the Bullets now roam the country, appearing to the outside world as biker gangs. Now, some of the baddies are hidden away on a patch of desert where they can not be seen by the general public and just kind of eke out their existence and do more bad things. Well, you know, you'd think that being in the biker gangs and all this kind of stuff would draw attention to the law. I mean, look about in Sons of Anarchy and the Mayans, you know, the cops were always, like, after these guys. But these guys seem to be just waging war with themselves. And, well, you know, you got to keep the movie contained, I guess. So, Burns, Kipple, and Hamilton seem to be the most polished actors of the group. They're the ones that do an amazing job. They really are good at this. And I gotta say, Hamilton chewing up the scenery, you can't help but like her, even though you want her dead, but you know, she's so great. So, what can you do?
Last of a dying breed. Werewolves.
The werewolf aspect is secondary for a chunk of the film. The biker aspect is more prevalent. And when it all hits and comes together, it's a lot of action going on. Sometimes you have to kind of keep up with all the stuff just going in there. But hang in there, and it pays off pretty well. It's a lot of fun, I gotta say. It keeps moving. It rises above the low budget, despite some pretty yikes of CGI work, especially in the transformations, you know, sort of like this. That can kind of be forgiven because, you know, it's really low budget. And I've seen a lot of kind of stuff of these in the uncorked releases. But, you know, it's all part of the fun. And you got to be forgiving, especially because this is just crazy low budget fun. I will say, though, the less seen of some of the werewolves probably would have been better. But there you go. Okay, tits. Yeah. Now, you got the biker bar and you got the women dancing and you got women doing this. And you're just like, okay, I guess we got to get past that. It is a biker bar. That's going to happen. Come on, though. It's 2024. Some of those serious biker gals should have demanded that some of those burly bikers get up on the bar and do some dancing and hitting the poles. Look at Super Troopers 2. In the bar there, you had guys and gals doing the dancing, so there was a little something for everyone. Come on, you know. Turnabout's fair play. Let's get that worked on. You might think, Todd, you are obsessed with this whole tits thing. But it just, it's like there's the internet. You want tits? Tons of tits on the internet. I know some younger folk, though, are like, well, I want to see him, but I'll see him in the guise of a legitimate film. Yeah, clever. But tell you what, you want some tits? You're going to get some tits. Here's Dress to Kill 2024. I mentioned a few things, well, the CGI for one, but here's some cons that I have to mention. I'm sorry, but I got to do it. Right at the start, you've got this gal running down a dirt road, well, in the desert, I guess, sand road, whatever, but there's a truck coming after her. It's like, why do movies always have people running down the road where a car's chasing them? It's like, run off to the side, go into the brush, go into the woods, whatever. Don't keep running straight. You can't outrun a fucking truck. Remember in that one Alien sequel? Was it like the fourth one, I think, where you got that ship rolling and the people are running in front of it. It's like, just go off to the side. You won't get crushed. Okay, got that out of the way. The vehicles are all nice and shiny and clean, like they just came out of the car wash. You're in the desert. It's dusty. You got these really serious bad guys running through the desert in their truck, and then they stop, and the truck's all nice and shiny. It's like, that, no. I know, it's about wearables, like, those are real, huh? So, but, you know, but come on, little dusty truck would have been the right thing to do. And in the one scene where you've got the characters Tony and Emma sort of bound and in a tractor trailer thing as captives, and Brandy is brought in, she's not bound. And they're just talking. It's like, Brandy, untie them. Untie them. I don't know. I think it's time for a public service announcement. We'll be back after this. I know, Todd, all this talking, stay hydrated. Well, this is my hydration. So, hey, werewolves in films. Well, the biker thing, you had Werewolves on Wheels. That was 1971. But you also have some of these other cinematic little wonders. Now, of course, there's The Howling. There's American Werewolf in London. There's Wolf, you know. Okay, but those are the obvious ones. I'm going to point out some ones that you may not have known about. Hey, a lock. Here's some more for you. Keep note. A lock, ladies and gentlemen. He was the producer of 1BR, by the way. Check that one out. So, up here, President Wolfman. This was put together, I believe, in 2020. They used the old Werewolf in Washington film, along with a ton of other public domain educational films, shorts, clips, things, and they put together this wonderfully insane thing called President Wolfman. You want to check that out. The Magnificent Were, unlike any other so-called werewolf or lycanthrope film out there, this one is a must-see. It's one of my favorites. Of course, you have I Am Lisa. This one was such a nice surprise. I can't recommend it enough. Check it out. Going way back into the 70s, The Beast Must Die. I remember that one as a kid, just kind of scared. Now you kind of go, eh. But man, when we were kids in the 70s, these movies really scared the shit out of us. That's a good thing. Let's move on over here. Of course, Ginger Snaps. I liked all three. Of course, the first one is the best. Just a refreshing lycanthrope story. Late phases. That's what this movie is called. Ignore the huge wording of Night of the Werewolf. Whoever came up with that to stick on there under the title Late Phases should be slapped. Night of the Werewolf. So generic. But Late Phases, great film. Howl. Wow. Stalled train. Werewolf. What could go wrong? A lot of people don't realize the good old Trick or Treat. Actually, a bit of a werewolf story. What we got down here? Whoa! Of course, Paul Naschy. Paul Naschy. What more to be said? Paul Naschy. Moving on. Oh! Let's swipe. I'm a professional. Moving on. Freeway? Yes, Freeway. It's within the wolf realm because it's a take on Little Red Riding Hood, and Kiefer Sutherland's character is Bob Wolverton. Look who got beat with the ugly stick. I love that one. And then the truly scary shape-shifting horrors in Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm such a Dickens, but I'm a big Dickens. Continuity errors. Every film has its continuity errors, no matter how tiny. Like I said, in this one, there's the non-dusty vehicles. But one thing I noticed in this one was the jeans on Mr. Alias. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Burns and his magical jeans, you know, they tend to open and then they're not open and then they're open again. You're being a tease, Nathaniel. Don't tempt me with the taste of nuts and honey if you ain't opening the box. Arr. Had to see more of that.
Lightweight kefir. Shake well for best taste.
And we're back. Overall, Hellhounds is, I want to say a delight, but that's kind of a weird word for something like this. It's fun. Give it a chance. Despite some shortcomings and despite, oh, that CGI. At least in this one, they did point out you should take off your clothes before you transform. Now, there's a couple moments where a guy didn't, but you. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the biker aspect. Give it a look. It's just fun. I do recommend. What was the title? I'm still thinking of those magical jeans. Wait a minute. You may have heard me talking about Psycho Ape 2 coming soon. Bill Whedon is Dr. Zoomis, and I am Sirloin. Here's a behind-the-scenes shot. Yeah, that has been captured by our wonderful Without Your Head guy, Neil Jones. You can get it on t-shirts, coffee mugs, magnets. Here's Sirloin and Dr. Zoomis. Cheesecake, man, cheesecake. And it's from the Cheesecake series. Well, of course, while you're there, you can also get the traditional hippie dick merchandise and tees and everything else. Get yours today. Had to plug all that. You betcha. Let's put this down. Anyway, so yeah, you've been watching the Todd Sampler for Without Your Head. I am Todd Quality Yeager. Come on, cheesecake, man, cheesecake. Fuck yeah. And my thanks to Mr. Nicolas Cage. And of course, the ever delightful Ava Green. Thank you, Ava. Everything's falling down. I better go get it. So, goodbye. The Todd Sampler, brought to you by Lightway, now in eggnog flavor.
That's it.